Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is going to be a lot of fun here because Kate's broadcast partner at the Tokyo Olympics. It's going to be Fran Fraschilla. And we all know Fran. He's a draft guru. Feast on the international prospects. He will break down every international star. Former head coach Fran. Good morning. You're on 95.7 The Game here on the Morning Roast. Ponte Hill, your broadcast partner, Kate Scott, and Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. Just right off the rip here, Fran.
Oh, what man, you guys I'm like Paul George this morning. You guys have to triple team me. I love it.
Hey, man, we got to triple team you because you're always on your A game, unlike Paul George. You're like the Michael Jordan of breaking down international stars. So Kate was just telling us, she was saying that you're just a guru when it comes to this stuff. So what is your first impressions with Kate here as the voice of the Olympic Games? I know we got Bobby Fitzgerald, but you got the A team. You really got the A star, Fran.
Well, we got the overnight team is what we have. Kate and I, hey, we're going to need some morning roast. But I'm excited, first of all, to work with Kate. We have a number of mutual friends. We've talked already to game plan and this will be my second Olympics, and I wish we were going to be in Tokyo, but we'll be in Connecticut for 16 days watching ball, and it's really fun for me, and I know it's going to be fun for Kate. You know what's changed over the last 20 years is how many NBA players now play in the Olympics. Although, because of this crazy pandemic year, you know you're already seeing some guys drop out. Obviously, LeBron and AD. Down in L.A. are not going to play. But I'm still excited. We're going to put together a terrific USA team, and we're going to see some of the best players in the world that are playing in the league right now, playing for their countries. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, and we'll get into that in just a minute, Fran. It's great to chat with you this morning. But the first reason we wanted to have you on was just that the Warriors, a couple of days ago, were linked to the Joker's former coach. And we said, well, if there's one guy who knows international basketball, it's Fran. What do you know about this guy? And most importantly, can you teach us how to pronounce his name?
Yeah, Dejan Miljosevic. Miljosevic. A's are silent.
Miljosevic.
Yeah, J's are silent. If you ever see a J, it's silent in the Slavic language. And then the C is a ch, not a K, like Doncic, not Doncic or Jokic. It's so Coach Miljosevic is a good man. He was a tremendous player in Serbia, really well-respected around Europe, a tough kind of a Charles Barkley-type power forward and a really good teacher. I got a chance to spend some time with him, believe it or not, in the Bahamas at Atlantis a couple summers ago because his team that he was coaching, Mega B-Max, the team that Joker played for, was on a little summer trip there and actually played against Texas Tech and Georgetown. But he's a great coach. He's really done a I think he's going to really help James Wiseman, which is from what I understand is why he's coming in. But he's a good guy. His English is great. He's been an assistant coach on various NBA Summer League teams. He's been anxious to get into the league, and I think it's a really good hire. He really knows the game. And when we were over in the Bahamas, we did talk about how his coaching staff developed a big fellow, Jokic. And so it should be a great addition.
Coach, you're bringing up Wiseman here, and that kind of leaves an opening for me because I want your opinion. You watch so much film on these guys, and you obviously know that it takes a lot to become a great player in the league, to become what Jokic has become. I mean, what would you work on if you had your chance to work with James Wiseman one-on-one, and what do you think the Warriors should do to try to, accentuate his best attributes?
Well, I think, first of all, the main thing with James is experience, game experience. Very little of it at the college level, needless to say, and just a, you know, just you know, not a fulfilling rookie year, obviously, ending in an injury. So the only way to get game experience is to get on the court. And, you know, Coach Kerr tried to do that. There were times where he had moments of brilliance, obviously, and other times he just looked like a 19-year-old rookie. And but I think from a skill level, just being comfortable with who he is. Like, I think so much of it with James and other young players, and I'm watching tape right now and see guys that are fit this mold. He doesn't know who he is now in terms of his game. Ultimately, his offensive game will expand, but right now he just needs to be a rim-to-rim guy, a lob catcher, a dunker spot guy. Give us some shot blocking, give us some rebounding. And when we do throw you the ball at times in pick-and-roll situations, a lot of times, because he's going to have to catch the ball in that, what I call those short rolls like Draymond's so good at, he's got to get more comfortable with those reps. And ironically enough, I had a long discussion with Coach Miljasevic about the Joker and how good he became handling the ball as a seven-footer. So, but the biggest thing with James is health and then game experience right now. If I were a Warrior fan, I would not give up on this kid. He's got enormous potential, but he lacks game experience.
No doubt about that. Well said, Fran. Fran Fraschilla here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, ESPN college basketball analyst and international hoops junkie and a former head coach of Manhattan, St. John's, and New Mexico. Also, K-Scott's broadcast partner for the upcoming Tokyo Games. Fran, when you look at the prospects this year coming out, the Warriors have a chance with the draft lottery Tuesday to strike some luck. Minnesota Timberwolves pick, we know it's top three protected, but if it falls out of that top three, the Warriors will get that pick. So 4, 5, maybe 6. Who's the guy who's shooting up the draft board right here in America, let alone internationally, but in America? What college star is going to be their top six that could be a perfect fit for the Warriors if they do get a top six pick?
Well, let's say, you know, the one logical guy that everybody talks about, the first five guys are essentially locked in. I'm not sure exactly what order, but, you know, if the Warriors get 4 or 5, then they're going to have their choice of five guys that look like potential all-stars someday. It's really a top-heavy class. But after that, the sixth guy is Scotty Barnes from Florida State. He's really a nice prospect. He's 6'9". He played a lot of point guard for Leonard Hamilton this year. He's really not a pure point, but he is a very good playmaking forward, I would say. And he's got multiple offensive skills, although he's not a great shooter. A guy I've studied lately and I think would be sneaky good, and I think, you know, is James Bouknight from UConn. 6'5", scoring guard, terrific offensive ability, create his own shot, dynamic in the open court. And I just talked to Dan Hurley last night, his coach, a good friend, and the one thing that really excited me was he said, you know, he when he shows up at the gym, he acts like a nobody. In fact, he's on campus right now working out as opposed to being in, you know, Miami or L.A. or Vegas. And so keep an eye on James Bouknight. He's already in the top 10 or so.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he's a guy that has workouts start to really happen in July after we know what the order is. Like that, you know, somebody can be smitten with him, you know, with that sixth pick. And, you know, and James got enormous potential.
Yeah,
as a scoring guard.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Coach. I had written down some names that I really liked. Obviously, everyone loves Jalen Suggs. I mean, he's awesome. Cade's right. Fantastic. Yeah. I love Moses Moody, obviously. And Bouknight, he's got a little – the way I would describe it is he's not this guy right now, but he's got a little Bradley Beal, McCollum kind of thing going where he really understands how to get his shot off in the half court, and he's just more crafty than you give credit for. I really like this kid's ability to put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's an art form in the league in creating your own shot. You know, like Chuck Daly used to say, what will the player do when the play breaks down? Because the play will break down against good defenses. And just to get your own shot in that league is not easy to do. And James can do that. And so So that's a guy right there. Davion Mitchell from Baylor is a kid I've been watching for a couple of years. I watched him actually because I'm so entrenched in Big 12 during his sit-out year. And now he's the flavor of the month. I get it. He had a great March. But bursting speed, really a great athlete, terrific defender, and most impressively is he went from an average shooter as an Auburn freshman. Yeah, he's now a great shooter.
Fran, tell us about this Aussie point guard who you told me about off the air the other day. Josh Giddey, right? You sounded pretty giddy about him, pun intended.
Yeah, he's 19, Kate, and playing in that league with men, he had an impressive year. Numerous triple-doubles. He's 6'8". I would not compare him to Ben Simmons. He's not the athlete, but there are some of my Aussie friends that are doing that. The one concern about him is his outside shooting. He's going to likely be in the top 15 picks, but he should not skip a step into a starting lineup with an NBA team. You're going to see him come off the bench and maybe even play some D-League basketball, which after the top 7 or 8 picks this year, you're going to see a lot of these guys spend some time in the G-League just because so many of these guys are athletic, long-term potential, but not ready to help teams win.
Interesting stuff there. Go ahead, Kate.
Is there somebody that you mentioned, guys from Baylor, the guys from UConn, Josh now, but it looks like worst case scenario, the Warriors picking around 14. They could pick higher, right? But is there somebody that you could see falling into that 12, 13, 14 range for the Warriors? Would Josh or one of the guys you mentioned be available then?
Well, I think by the time we get to the draft, Book Knight's going to be moving up into that top 8, but a guy that could fluctuate between 6 and 14, who I really like, is Keon Johnson from Tennessee. Tremendous athlete. The best defensive player in this draft, in my opinion, hands down. Great kid, great family. Mom played at Auburn. One of the two or three best athletes in the first round. Improving offensively. And a kid that the veterans in that locker room would absolutely love. So keep your eye on him. There's a lot of Johnsons in this draft. Keon Johnson. Don't get him confused. This kid out of Tennessee is a kid that's a favorite of mine.
Coach, as much as I want to, you know, get into late night, you FaceTiming me on the broadcast with Kate to bring in some expert opinions, breaking down the X's and O's with you as a CYO expert with multiple championships on my belt. I want to ask about Shrunas Marshallonis' kid going to St. Mary's. Is this kid a stud? And how the heck did St. Mary's land him?
Well, you know, it's funny. Gonzaga has had its run of Lithuanian guys, including Sabonis, lately.
Right.
Ironically enough, the son of an amazing star. Randy Bennett's got an incredible reputation, obviously, for coaching international kids, primarily from Australia. And the interesting thing about the European system right now, it was very rare that Lithuanians would ever come to the United States. They would usually turn pro and then play basketball in Europe. But there's been a trend the last decade of international kids coming over and playing in college. And this makes sense because Randy does a great job with those kind of kids. Gonzaga possibly could have been filled up because their roster's stacked. And St. Mary's is not a bad alternative in the WCC and on the West Coast. And anybody who's been on the Moraga campus, you know, I know when we get to heaven, St. Peter's is going to say, listen, this is not Moraga, but it's close. You know, so I think the kid's going to really enjoy being on that campus.
No doubt about it. Bay Area, man. Moraga's a beautiful campus. Yeah. Just 30 minutes outside of San Francisco. Real quick before we let you go, Fred, Team USA. We know Draymond Green and Damian Lillard are in. They're going to compete for Greg Popovich over there in Tokyo. What about Steph Curry? Do you think he'll join them? And what other stars could we see on this new dream team here in 2021?
That's a key question, Bonte. I tell you, if they don't put together a team of guys that have like Lillard and Steph and Draymond, it's going to be a not an easy way to the goal. I think we got to wait till these playoffs end.
Right.
I think we got to see whether a Donovan Mitchell will play. Probably not now with the injuries. I think we're in a precarious spot right now as we put together a roster by July 5th. So I'm as anxious as anybody, as is Kate, to see who we're sending over there, because if Australia goes full bore with Simmons and Ingles and Patty Mills and Dellavedova, and Serbia gets Jokic back for the Olympics, if they qualify, I think you'll still have a chance to play. not going to be easy. Spain's always tough. Yep. So I'm anxious to see which American players raise their hand.
Oh, going to be a lot of fun. Fran, this was a lot of fun. We can't wait for the draft lottery on Tuesday, and we can't wait for the draft. We'll do it again before we get to the NBA. Well, you'll be on Tokyo time, so that may be a little tough. So we'll try to figure something out here as we get ready for a draft, a big draft for the Golden State Warriors. And, Fran, take care of Kate while she's gone. Please take care of her.
And
I'm a little worried
time.
About her.
She. I told her how good the commissary is, so we got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Packing on some pounds while we're gone. That's what's going to happen. Thanks, Fran.
Wrong with that.
Nothing See you guys.
All right,
See
Fran.
You, Coach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.